This is Victoria Joyce with Sugar Buzz Magazine at night two of the Sunset Strip Music Festival 2013 with our annual interview with rock and roll artist Stacy Wells. Hello, Stacy.
Hi, how you doing?
We're great, and thank you so much for taking us through your show again this year. Tell us what's new, what's different, what are you excited about? We see some new paintings.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm really excited about this. This is my painting of Sid Vicious and Nancy, and the story is really cool. Everyone thinks that he killed her, but it was never proven. So I put the knife in his hand, and it's called Death by Sex Pistol, The Smoking Gun. So you can see the smoke that's coming out says sex.
From her pendant, yeah.
Yeah, very nice. And she was wearing that. It is an actual photograph that I reference it from.
Right.
And I just added the knife and the smoke, which is something very new. I'm doing the smoke signals. I did one of Jack Nicholson, the big O, with the orgasm coming out of his mouth. And it sold in 1 hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's popular. Okay. And then, of course, I'm really excited about these ones of the guys on the strip. I just think they're so fabulous.
Those are our favorite. The Danny XS painting is gorgeous.
Yeah,
just gorgeous. And, of course, Drummer Dave.
Yeah.
We love Drummer Dave.
We do.
You have five paintings of Dave.
I know.
In your show.
I know he's taking
over. I think we detect a crush.
Okay, it's DDSSMF.
Okay, very good. And this one.
This
looks,
is my new one.
Yeah, this is a very...
Ozzy Osbourne.
It's kind of nice. It's right above Elton, and it's kind of an Elton face as well.
Yeah, it's really
kind of Ozzy,
really cool.
Iggy.
Yeah,
there's a lot
of
energy going on in there.
It looks really great. It's a little bright out right now, but when the room's dark and it just pops.
Yeah.
And then of course we have Danny Crist here, who's such a familiar face on the strip.
Yeah.
And this one is referenced by James Donnelly of ZZ Top.
Yeah. So you've got. That's a couple of different generations of rockers represented here,
and you can see a lot of the my paintings are referenced from local strip photographers that are they're so incredibly talented,
right? Very graphic.
Yeah.
Do you take influence from Andy Warhol?
Yeah, I love Andy Warhol.
Yeah. Okay.
And then these ones over here.
Well, wait. Let's talk about Nick Adler here. The founder of the Feast.
Oh, this is Jeff Cahill
that passed away.
This Nick Adler's photo that he took of Jeff, and Jeff sadly passed away earlier this year.
Right.
And he was look at his face.
Yeah.
He just, his eyes light up and they sparkle.
He
had such a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
He was so welcoming to me whenever I came to the strip and so encouraging of my artwork.
Yeah.
He also was an artist as well.
Yeah.
An amazing artist. Very childlike paintings that I loved. So
Very haunting.
I painted him first before I did this whole collection. And I feel like every time I'd walk by him, he's looking at me going, I'm proud of you, kid. Keep going.
My
paintings were getting better and better. So I don't know if he's like my little angel on my shoulder for this show.
Or a werewolf with that full moon in the background, maybe. Okay. Now, we have a couple of your signature reflections of the Sunset Strip where you place a portrait on a wine bottle.
Yeah, that's a reflection of Andy Warhol's Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
So, basically, what I like to do is... reflect and capture good times with music and wine, or things that we want to keep around in this world. Just it's like capturing time in a bottle. So every time you look at it, brings you back to that great moment.
Right, and that was the iconic image that sort of launched your show last year, right?
Yeah,
the reflection.
Yeah.
Okay, another painting of Dave over here, an action shot.
No, that's Danny.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Danny.
So I have a couple of Danny. Actually, both of those. Both those guys have really inspired a lot of artworks.
Okay.
I've done a few of Danny,
and
too.
Danny is of Love in a 38.
Yes.
And Drummer Dave is with Run Devil Run.
Yeah, Run Devil Run is not
playing together anymore, but yeah, but he's just an amazing drummer, and such talent.
I'm sure he'll be in a band soon.
And so he's so inspiring.
Yes.
Yeah, and such a beautiful face, too. Both of them have really cool looks.
Yeah,
I love
they're great yeah. paintings. Tell us about Liz Taylor. That's kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah, this is a new one. I just saw a picture of her, and I got inspired by it, and I wanted to do a pop art of it.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then the Lips Like Jagger is kind of, you know, he's got the wrestling needle, and I thought it was kind of a cute little
thing. Yeah, it's pretty shocking.
Probably look really great in a med spa or a plastic surgeon's office or something like that.
It would.
Yeah, you know, really funky office.
And the Hugh Hefner painting at the beginning of your show over here. Why did you pick Hugh Hefner?
I just like the look of him in that robe. So I thought, wouldn't it be cool to paint one and you could have it in your hallway welcoming people. Welcome to my mansion, you know?
Okay.
It's like pretty cool.
All right. Let's see.
And then I've got my new Joan
Jett. Oh, the new Joan Jett.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course. Which is another kind of pop art inspired piece. So,
now,
it's really cool. I really love doing these brightly colored ones with
this is really gorgeous. Yeah. How do you decide on a format of like a square or a rectangle?
I envision it kind of, you know, fits a piece and if sometimes I choose the wrong canvas and then I'm like, okay, I got to paint over that. It's not gonna happen.
Well,
that
I don't see any wrong canvases in here tonight. So
thank you. Yeah, I think they look pretty good. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah,
this year it's pretty exciting.
And you attended Joan Jett's tribute show last night. What'd you think of that?
Wasn't that awesome? Oh my gosh, how cool was that? I loved it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
You take a lot of inspiration from rock and roll divas like Joan?
Yeah, I mean, all music. I love it, really. And many different genres, but mostly rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my biggest inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to your guests tonight, Stacey. Thanks so much for taking the time to walk us through your collection. And our photographer, Mila Renault, is taking some gorgeous shots that we'll put up on our website. Thanks again.
Wonderful. Thank you.